now we are going to talk about the latest articles, tutorials posted in last month in the PHP Classes site regarding PHP and other related topics on the PHP Classes blog. There are quite a few, I think 7 last month. And the first one is about the best way to find a job in 2016. So let me share the screen. Okay, here we go. Okay, I think you are seeing it, right? So this article is actually to let people know that nowadays the demand for developers in general is so high that companies are chasing developers, not developers chasing jobs. So as long as you are qualified, you could, for instance, submit your resumes to a site like Hired, and they will contact you if you match the profile the companies are looking for. So that is basically the way they are saying if they have the process working. So they have been in touch, and I have written and posted this article here. And they have a team that is sort of dedicated talent advocates. Basically, they find people that are skilled, and they actually put them in companies that are usually very high profile, and you get great jobs in many countries, not just the United States. Other countries where they work, like several countries in Europe, Australia, and others. So that was one of the articles of that month. It was not specific to PHP, so it could be interesting to developers of other, I would say, languages, or maybe a profile in different languages. So the next topic I want to talk about is an article that is related with creating a software product business. So as you may be aware, I've been publishing some videos regarding helping developers to create their own software product business. And I have published already like 12, I think. And this one is specifically about one concern that many developers have, which is, oh, it's okay, it's nice to have their own business, their own company, but I just want to continue to be a developer, I just want to write code. And that is not only possible, that is also recommended. You don't have to create a company alone, just by yourself. You can, but sometimes it's even harder. And you can associate with a partner that is skilled on complementary areas like marketing, sales, or some other areas. So you can continue to be a developer. And basically, this is a this article, which is actually a video, that tells you that you don't have to stop being a developer. And that's what many developers want. Artists, what do you think? Is this feasible?
Yeah.
You have gone through an experience to create your own company. You are a developer. Do you prefer right?
Most of them probably failed because, most of a developer, not a salesperson or not a marketing person, not even business person. So in my case, I would really need a co-founder with complementary skills who would take on the other part that I'm not willing to do or not willing to do good enough.
So did you associate with a partner with complementary business skills, or did you also associate with a developer?
No. My first thing that I noticed that I have a lack of design skills. So my first co-founder and many of the project started was a designer, but we both like more business and sales skills. So
okay, that is also good. It doesn't hurt to have skills in different areas, but typically one person is better on one thing in particular, not in everything. So okay, the next topic is about a video. Do you want to comment on that?
Yes. Oh, let me share the screen. I almost forgot.
It helps.
I think it's this one, right?
Let me sort the windows here, because I want to. So, yes, exactly. That's the one.
Yeah, so it's an article about MySQL index optimization tricks written by a very good developer with 50 years experience. Okay, 15. Not 50, but also good enough. And actually, I've watched the video, and apart from some live examples, how to solve queries and how to do explain queries, it also applies. Your suggestions could also apply to, for example, MongoDB too, because in MongoDB, I think indexes are even more resource eating, space eating, storage eating, basically. So
you
don't want to put index on every field that you perform query on. You just want to put indexes on the slow queries or with a lot of records and stuff like that. So this, the same logic applies to probably to many databases.
Yes, in reality, an index is also like a separate table or separate set of records. So if you put indexes in all fields, you end up with an index that takes more space than the actual table. And but there are other aspects. For instance, one that is, well, if you have enough experience, you already know that if you put many indexes in certain updated records, also becomes slow. So it may not be a good idea. And this is the first part of an article. You can, which is actually a tutorial video. I'll make a presentation, and the next, the second part, I'll tell you alternatives to when using indexes is not a good idea. You can use things like queues, like using a table to queue records to be inserted in a bigger table that is so large that and has indexes that it probably will halt your application. And I remember an example in case of PHP classes and JS classes, there is a single table that records all the packages that all developers have downloaded. So there's millions of records. And there was a point that updating that table was becoming so slow that I had to do that, like creating a queue table. But anyway, this is a tutorial video, and this is the first part. The second part has those techniques. There are several techniques. So, if you have not seen it, I'm not going to spoil a surprise, but it is good. It is about some non-obvious techniques that not every developer knows, but it's useful to know when you have performance problems in databases. Okay. So I was trying to find here the next topic is improving. Okay, you can also comment on this, improving the protection of
Sure. So again, that's a topic by this one really experienced developer who also developed the OAuth class, PHP class that you can find on the PHP classes blog. And just to make sure, the OAuth PHP class is completely secure and everything is okay. An article is not about the security of it, but as with every authentication, we need to provide something that would help system identify us, like a password. And this is usually the most unsecure thing and place And from this article, it explains that an all-out second version as a password, is used the, where did I read? Yeah, so there is a client ID and the secret key. So usually you create like an application, register an application in the system, and then you have the secret key for this application, which you provide through to OAuth server, which would then authenticate you and provide you a token that you could use for API requests. And basically having those client ID and secret key exposed would really harm the application, the user, too. So imagine if someone could use Facebook app as you only by knowing this value. So if you if application expose them somehow, thank God they are application specific. So only for this application they could appear like you for Facebook. Could completely ruin your social life.
So. Not just that. I think Facebook requires that, but I don't know other APIs. If you want to create a Facebook API, application, you need to use your own Facebook account. It must be the personal account, not an account of your company. So if for some reason somebody enters in your Facebook account, it can access the Facebook application credentials. Although nowadays, Facebook has protected it better by requiring you to enter your account password to see the credential, see the client secret of your applications that you have created in Facebook. And anyway, I just written this article because I discovered this site, this Have I Been Pwned, which I realized that not only me was not aware of this site. The problem is not the site. The problem is that it lets you know. Exactly. If you can show it, it's better.
Yeah.
So if you put your email there, it will tell you if you were at an account that was was breached.
Yeah, it even shows where. So in 2013, there was an Adobe account, QuickSense, LinkedIn, MySpace. Great.
Yeah.
Well, I changed my password like every year. I actually didn't know I'm still on MySpace.
Well, I appeared to have an account in Badoo. I did not even know what was Badoo. Then I'll realize it was like a dating site. And I was told they automatically create accounts if somebody asks to add you because you is your friend and has your email address. They create accounts automatically for that person. But I never.
But they don't have your password. So then they don't have your password.
Exactly, because I never. I never went there to actually complete the creation of the account. There's one there. What is this QuickSense? You should know because you created.
Yeah, QuickSense. That was some pay to quick site used for advertising or something like that.
Yeah, and this is a recent breach, like September 2016. So go there, run, go change your password there. And what is.
Well.
I think
they breached it in this year, but I haven't used it, I don't know, for like maybe 5 years, if not more. So the password is old.
Yes. But anyway, there are two concerns. One is that if for some reason you use the same password in that site and other sites, maybe somebody can try it in other sites.
Yeah.
And another one is, it depends on what you did on that site. If you did something that would be security sensitive, like, for instance, let's say you provided your credit card there. By now, your credit card would be stable.
I only use PayPal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I only use PayPal and pay everything.
Yeah. I was about to say that because it's a good thing that because It's a good thing. Well, I know PayPal charges large fees these days, but it also inspires trust to the to users, because they know that the sites that charge PayPal will not have your credit card. But there was a rumor I heard. Actually, I read. I think it was in TechCrunch. They mentioned that Spotify, which is really really popular, had a breach, at least in a few accounts. And if there was a breach, they keep your credit card there, so they could charge you for your subscription. And what's even more complicated is somebody said, oh, I'm going to cancel my account there. I suspect that canceling their account will not avoid them getting your credit card.
Although yeah, if they already got the data.
No, it's not just that, because when you cancel, in reality, no data is deleted. It's just like a soft delete. And most sites do that, and sometimes I received a request, I want to delete my account because I heard there were some leaks in sites and this and there. The users think that when that function that says delete account in certain sites really deletes the information, and it doesn't. And be sure about that. If you delete your account, and try to create the same account with the same credentials. If it doesn't let you, it is because the information is still there. Evidence. But people say, but there is a law in the European Union that requires you to delete the information of the accounts. You know, sometimes there are laws that are not feasible, because deleting accounts does not mean deleting information. And even if the information was actually deleted from the database in a way that could not be recovered, there would be probably backups, there would be log files from the past that had your information there. So there is no really anything 100% secure or private, for the matter. And I know there are those laws in the European Union, but sometimes there are laws that cannot be enforced. Although you go to a site that says, I have a delete button, and make sure that the site has actually deleted the information, you can. Anyway, we are talking about PHP articles here, and the next article is about business. And this one is about... there's a user that asked, I want about to create a software product, but how do we attract users to try it for the first time, at least for the first time? So basically wanted to know about how to do marketing, how to start attracting customers or leads or prospects. And there was this free consulting session that was recorded on video with this developer, and then I answered the question to him. I gave him some tips, like using some content marketing, like creating some interesting content for people that are your target market, sometimes offering ebooks if people sign up to get more information. So people put their email address and get more information. So this is interesting and simple way to get you started, because doing marketing can be many things and really complex, but he wants to know how to get users to try software for the first time. And there is another article about how to choose the best market to sell your software product. In reality, this is yet another video on which I tell about something that may be disappointing. For instance, if you are creating products that are for software developers, that is probably not your best market, because many software developers avoid buying software because they probably know there is a free alternative, a free open source solution, or or maybe the developer can develop the solution and use it for free. And this is just to say that the creating products for software developers is not a bad idea, but maybe harder to succeed. It's not impossible, but it's harder to succeed. So this video is just to tell about that. Okay, so the next topic is about one article on that, right?
Yep. Let me share it. So what is a tax, added tax? And it's simple, unless you're selling something and selling something in European Union, because in European Union, I remember all the chaos when the law was applied and every startup in here in Latvia was frustrated that when you're selling something in European Union, they don't have to pay the tax rate of your country, but rather of the countries they live in. So you need to have all up-to-date information for all the tax rates in all the European Union countries. And of course, as a reaction to this, there was many products started which provided it as a service. And I think Dave Smith is also basically describing one of the services, right? So it's not the usual API layer.
They have many APIs and the developer classes to wrap around the APIs, and that is one.
Yes, so I think it not only provides the rates, it also can validate what numbers and calculate the prices and stuff like that. So it could be really useful if you're generating invoices for your customers and if they live in specific countries, so it would also take into account that information.
Yeah.
Because it might not be so complicated for US, for example, but knowing all up-to-date rates in all the European Union could be complicated.
Yes, I think it depends on the type of product that they are selling. And I guess in the United States, they don't have VAT, but they have taxes that are specific to each state. So it's probably the same thing. What may be different is that the taxes depend on the type of product or service, and that is a complicated hell because it is changing. Each government changes its taxes according to the needs to collect more taxes or not, and I think that service is very useful for that purpose.
Yeah.
At least the name of the tax is the same in all European Union countries. It's fair.
Yep.
Yeah. But so it's useful for that. I don't know. I think it also provides historical data, like what was the VAT tax back then in the past, in certain date for a certain type of product. I'm not sure if it does that, but it is interesting.
I don't see anything mentioned of the historical values.
Yeah, no, maybe I'm confusing with the currency layer API. I mean, they have historical values.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, well, with this, we reached the end about this tutorials and articles report of October. Next month, we have yet another bunch of interesting articles being published this month. And I promise there will be less about business and more about technical things. I know that only a minority of people are interested in businesses. That's not true. So I hope that the others about business are still also useful. Who knows, may create your own application. Okay, so on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.
Bye.